Okay, Tyler is going fishing for seagulls.
Okay. Well, everybody knows what seagulls is. I'm even talking about them.
All right, seagulls went and bought a bunch of this popcorn. Well, we just bought one bag of popcorn.
Wait. Seagulls went and bought a bunch of this popcorn?
Yeah, we went and bought a bunch of popcorn.
Okay, you did.
Yeah. The only reason we did, we seen people feeding these seagulls, and
where was this?
Right before the Vermilion Bay.
This is as you and Steve were going into Canada?
In Vermilion Bay.
Okay.
Right in the town.
Were these birds right by a lake?
Yeah, well, the lake's all over. There's seagulls everywhere up there.
All right.
And you can walk right up to them.
Is this something I can see somebody doing if I go up there?
I imagine. I mean, it's against the law, but I mean, you can see them doing it.
Okay.
And so we seen everybody throwing popcorn out and bread out to these seagulls and feeding them. They come real close. And they'd even hoover like helicopters right above your head and come swarming around you. That's how close they are. Because they keep trying to outdo the other ones, and they keep getting closer and closer to try to get the popcorn before the other ones.
You throw it up into the air for them?
Well, you throw it on the ground first, you throw it out in the water, and they'll come down, hit it, fly up.
On the fly, never land.
No, you throw it out on the water.
Okay.
That's to get them close to you. And some of the seagulls will come down and hit and catch one and go back up. But see, they get smart after you do it a while, that this one's going to get one out of every 20, 30 pieces, see? And the ones that's getting smarter than the ones that's diving for it and getting it on top of the water is the one that comes down and lands, and he swims around and picking it up just like chickens, see? So then they're all coming around there, okay? So the longer you keep feeding them, the more brave they get. I don't care how many people spent it before. They get leery of you at first, okay? So now when you're throwing out there, they're all in the water catching it. Then you get a few strays, you keep getting more and more, kind of like feeding pigeons, coming all the time. Okay, now when you're throwing them out, the ones from the air that's coming around is trying to catch them in the air, you see? So what me and Steve did, we got these little teeny treble hooks, got a whole bunch of them, and we're putting two of them on a deal with a leader on top.
Two of them on a what?
On your line. But we got our little split shot, they call it, little lead weight. We got one up on top. So the bottom is just hanging here. We don't put it on the down here.
Okay, how much line do you leave after the treble hook?
Well, say it's
3 foot?
Yeah, about 2.5 foot.
Okay.
And we got a hook right here and a hook about 8 inches below the split shot. Okay,
so you got a split shot like 3 feet from the end?
Yeah, on
and
top.
You got two hooks between it and the end?
On the bottom, below it.
Okay.
Below it. Okay, that's so we can cast it, see, the little bit of weight. Then we stick popcorn on this treble hook. Like two kernels on all three hooks, because it takes two hooks for a kernel. And we throw that up in the air. First we're throwing it out in the water, bringing it in, see? Keep feeding them, and pretty soon, when we throw that in the air, while the popcorn's going up in the air, see, that's dangling in the wind, because see the wind blowing the water, you know. Okay, the split shot's here, and this is dangling. See, if you had the weight down there, it would dangle at the end. And then birds come along, and they'll grab that popcorn and take off, and as soon as they do, they're flying across from you. As soon as you feel them pull, you see them taking it, you jerk like this, and you pull the whole bird around sideways. They're going, you know, they ain't coming straight. They're like, they hover like helicopters, kind of like, you know, like this. And then as soon as they throw that out, they come down, they'll be up higher, and they come down and take your popcorn, they'll be crossways. As soon as they take it, you just jerk, you turn the whole bird around. Boy, they're flying, they're getting the pole. And see, then you have, I'll be watching.
But now they're stuck onto it.
Yeah, they're caught in their beak. And their beak is hard on top but soft inside. Sometimes you pull so hard, the hook, the barb, is stuck through the beak, you know? And they're flying away.
Oh, but sometimes it's just stuck around the beak and actually doesn't stick into it.
No.
It's always...
That could happen, but this
but
never
happens. When they're caught, it means it's stuck into
because
it.
Because we got them little teeny treble hooks. We ain't got no big treble hooks.
All right.
Treble hooks got three hooks on the bottom.
Right.
They turn up. But see, we're only doing it with one pole because I got to be watching for Steve and he got to be watching for me, whoever's doing it. But it's a blast doing it. I ain't worried about these other people along the lake. And just the idea of reeling that sucker in, you know, going like this, then it'll land out in the water.
So you reel him in while he's flying, trying to fly away from you.
Yeah, but then they'll land in the water because, see, you're way out in the water when you're doing it. Then when they hit the water, they can't paddle backwards, you see. And They got their neck, you got their neck stretched out about one and a half time as long as it normally is. They're like this, and you just pull them in like a fish atop the water. To me, that gasps me, you know, I've never seen them like that before.
You can pull them right up to you, but you have to.
Yeah, put and take the hook off. Now, a lot of them will come loose, and a lot of them, you go like this, and you push the button and let the sucker go out, swim away out there, you just reel it right back in, and as soon as you pull, you spin them around and start coming to you. And I'll tell you how crazy they are. As soon as you let them loose and fly, instead of flying away and going seagulls way down there, or ones way in the air there or down there, I mean, there's gobs and gobs of seagulls on them lakes. They'll come right back and get more popcorn.
They'll be caught again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether we caught the one, because once they mingle with them, the seagull looks like a seagull to me, you know what I mean? But they'll come right back, and you see them coming back, and they come back down and get the popcorn in the water. They're ignorant, they don't care, you know what I mean? That's stupid, you know? I get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
We only caught about 6-7 of them, you know? We snagged about 3 of them, and they got loose when you have them good enough. But I could do that for a long time, but see, I was afraid of getting caught, but you know.
That'd be a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.